Well, howdy, y'all. Hey, I just want to tell you, before we get into today's podcast, news and comment, collection and dissemination of information, there's a soap, Dove soap, that wants to be politically correct, so they removed 4 normal skin from their box. But what would they replace it with? Something that makes folks with normal skin feel bad? Saying something like, for just regular old average-skinned folks, folks that don't have special skin, someone whose skin is nothing to write home about, folks whose skin doesn't stand out in any way, so much so it's as if they're invisible. All of this effort, and they haven't even solved the real problem. Most soaps are white. Isn't that racist? They should be ashamed for making soap the color of whiteness. Gee, I was thinking, I wonder if Betty White uses Dove soap. And should she now have to change her last name, due to the whiteness of her last name? But just for the purposes of really good virtue signaling, I personally purchase yellow soap.
As we take a ride through the corridors of corruption, discerning fact from fiction and truth from lies, with your host, George Dunn.
Well, hello, patriots, ladies and gentlemen, folks all around the world. I'm George Dunn, host of the George Dunn Show. Today we're going to do our memory verse. I picked Psalm 147, verses 4 through 6. Okay, here we go. Memory verse. Psalm 147, verses 4 through 6. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. He lifteth up the weak and casteth the wicked down to the ground. Okay. Psalm 47, verses 4 through 6, Psalm 147, verses, I feel like Joe Biden messing up numbers. Psalm 147, verses 4 through 6. Hey, did you all know that April Fool's Day is canceled this year? Why? Because no prank could be greater than the joke that's currently running the country now. Y'all remember Biden, the acronym, biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated. Okay, speaking of Biden, did y'all see in his press conference where he said, if we all follow all of the COVID restriction rules, then we may be able to experience some limited liberties of independence from the tyranny of intrusive government rules on, ironically, Independence Day.
I promise I will do everything in my power. I will not relent until we beat this virus. But I need you, the American people. I need you. I need every American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you. I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
Okay, so this is breaking. Biden announces his boldest proposal yet, a functioning government website. Yeah, he's got pipe dreams. Well, except for the XL pipeline, the XL Keystone Pipeline, over 90 Montana lawmakers sign a letter calling for the revival of the Keystone XL Pipeline. The Epoch Times reports, the shutdown of the pipeline ultimately hurts those most vulnerable. The pipeline was doing more than just creating jobs and revenue for Montana, around $80 million per year. It was bringing life back into these small towns that had otherwise been forgotten. The Keystone XL pipeline was a massive project that was expected to generate $3.4 billion in the United States GDP growth, including millions in state and local tax revenue, according to the U.S. Chamber Global Energy Institute. You know, rural communities are hurt most by the cancellation of the pipeline, which, interestingly enough, are the same people that don't vote for despots, like the sleepy, creepy, Burisma crackhead bagman's dad, girls' hair-sniffing, stumbling and bumbling, placeholder for Kamala Harris, the ever-willing-to-stand-in dummy for the generally Democratic Party of Satan, who continually removes God Almighty from all their platforms and makes laws that fill up the cup of God's wrath to the point of overflowing, Joe Beijing Biden. Now, that's a despot. Democrats want to screw over flyover country, and if you live there, you have no value to them. And they just like to see you disappear, kind of like Epstein did. You know, I was thinking, with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo having all these women come forward with allegations of sexual impropriety or misconduct from him, there's one good thing in all of this. He's bringing Republicans and Democrats together. They both now despise him. When you even have Chuck U. Schumer calling for his resignation, I mean, as bumbling Biden would say, come on, man. Come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. What do you think, huh? What do you think, huh? What do you think, huh? What do you think, huh?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Man, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, come on, come on. What do you think, huh?
They still don't think he's junkie.
What do you think, huh?
They still don't think he's junkie.
What do you think, huh?
Come on, man.
What do you think, huh?
Or stand with the president in debates.
Why the hell would I take a test? What do you think, huh?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Man, 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 man. Why the hell would I take a test? Test, 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 test. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
But seriously, Cuomo is encouraging his accusers to come forward. To meet and tell their stories at Sunny Acres Nursing Home, where they can feel comfortable, play shuffleboard, and stay a while. Since Cuomo signed the executive order to send COVID-infected patients into this and other nursing homes, now there's suddenly many vacancies available for your pleasure and permanent relaxation. I'm just being silly, but all of this isn't really funny. It shows that Democrats are willing to eat their own, even high-ranking Dems are calling for Cuomo's resignation before even being on trial and proven guilty of sexual misconduct. He's just a thorn to them now, and they want to pluck it out. They've got bigger and better, worse plans for the city and state of New York. You know, I was thinking about the report in my last podcast, how Republicans in the Congress voted 49 and Democrats voted 50. For the passage of the $1.9 trillion Chinese virus stimulus bill disaster, where only 9% actually is used as rescue payments to Americans. It's just a theory, but perhaps the one Republican didn't vote and went to a funeral instead, in order to avoid it being a 50-50 vote tie, where then Kamala would have swooped in being the tiebreaker and would have been the hero of the day for lefties and their narratives. You see that? It could have been preemptive genius by the GOP, believe it or not, to keep Kamala from making headlines, because it was going to happen anyway with all this Democrat-fed control. But look, this is okay, because Kamala doesn't need to do no swooping in right now. Her broom apparently runs on gas, and it's 2 times more costly than when Trump was in office. You know, the gas. And we'd have to point out that her broom exhaust spews 40,000 times more emissions to fly than our average cars and trucks. And that's not very green friendly now, is it? All right, folks, this is breaking news. The Epic Times says the Washington Post, in a recent correction, revealed it printed falsified quotes attributed to Trump, or attributed to former President Donald Trump. They always like to put that former in there. Quite frankly, he's my president. In a March 11th update to a story originally published in January, the paper acknowledged its story featured quotes that weren't actually said by Trump during a December 2020 conversation with an investigator working from Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office. A recording of the cell phone call was recently released. The recording revealed that the Post misquoted Trump's comments on the call based on information provided by a source, an anonymous source. Trump did not tell the investigator to find the fraud or say she would be a national hero if she did so. The Jeff Bezos-owned paper known for its anti-Trump slant stated in a correction. The headline and text of this story have been corrected to remove quotes attributed or misattributed to Trump. No apology, of course, was included. And by the way, CNN is just trying to blame it on an anonymous source, like all the fake propaganda, radical left, Trump derangement syndrome news outlets, and a few others like Business Insider and Vox. They're scum. What they did is pretend an anonymous source gave them this info while they completely and totally actually made up a story and reported it because they're hateful liars and enemies of the people. Trying to do their radical will politically instead of respecting the will of 75 million voters. Don't watch or read this bullcrap anymore. If you do and you don't stop, there's no hope for you and you should have to take a test to vote. Morons shouldn't be allowed to pull the lever or elect representatives for our children. Trump responded, of course, to their correction in a letter, and paraphrasing, although he appreciates the Washington Post correcting their lies, he goes farther stating that he wants an investigation into Fulton County and the Stacey Abrams political machine. Trump states in a letter that Fulton County has not been properly audited as of this point for signature verification, and also the consent decree that was signed in agreement between Secretary of State Raffensperger and Stacey Abrams was not agreed upon by the Georgia legislature and therefore should be invalid. This would change the presidential election results in Georgia. And this has been my personal massive gripe about the validity of the election from day one. Some of these questionable states, for instance, and definitely Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State and the governor went around the legislature and changed election law. And that's against their state constitution. Only the legislature is supposed to be able to change election law. And being against a state constitution is something that's also against the United States Constitution. So there's one foul, and a big one. And then another foul, the Supreme Court then punted the case because they're wussies who are too afraid to do their job and uphold the Constitution. And the third foul is the fake news, as they are a vehicle for hiding a lot of corruption while corruptly making up stories about people and events. There should be libel suits, if you ask me. Folks, our institutions are very weak in and toward any ability to do what's good and right. But doesn't anyone miss Trump schooling the media?
Give us a question. Go ahead. No, Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking
terrible.
Our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance
Let's
to
go.
Ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
Quiet.
You state, can,
Quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically?
She's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be
You're
rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you
no,
give
I'm
us a question?
I'm not going to give you a
can
question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody? No, Mr. President-elect, that's not
go
appropriate.
Ahead.
At least that kept us awake, listening to Trump. If Hillary were elected, Sleepy Joe Biden would have just fell asleep listening to her talk.
We'll fix what is wrong in America so that we truly can live up to be the best versions of ourselves. And I think Joe Biden can lead us there. Thanks, Joe.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Well, okay, a tweet by Charlie Kirk for some COVID spending perspective. The government has spent nearly $6 trillion in virus relief. Divide that by 330 million Americans, and it comes out to a cost of roughly $18,000 each. But you maybe got $3,200 of that back. This is a scam. Reopen America. And as I said in my last podcast, only 9% of the stimulus money actually went to Americans for COVID relief. You know, the best stimulus for America is reopening the economy. One thing American patriots know how to do well is work and make money. Capitalism is a problem for socialists. It prevents dependence on kings. I mean, the government. These stimulus checks and the printing of more money is not actually stimulus. Actual stimulus money is invested into the economy. All of this is just money to help those who will use it to catch up on rent or other bills, which isn't actual stimulus. But they're bills that they couldn't pay because the government stole their choice to work by using the pandemic to leverage overreach of their constitutional power. With government allocating and managing money this way, we could be headed toward a depression. It's just not good stewardship of our taxpayer dollars. I know many American families really need the money. And indiscriminately, by the way, here's where the money may sort of be stimulus. Those not affected by income loss and not affected job-wise by the lockdowns are getting sort of rich with these checks. Just more government mismanagement of America's money. And that's not a new thing. But folks unaffected by lockdown taxpayer money beneficiaries should be outraged and should consider, since their government didn't consider, good ways to use the extra money. Reminds me of this song.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Okay, so what I'm saying, and I know this may not be popular, but this is what I want to say, and hear me out. Hell, we all love to take risks, right? So here's mine in words. If you were someone who wasn't affected economically by the lockdown and received stimulus money, I just want to encourage you to consider, be thoughtful of, great ways to use or spread around your extra stimulus money. To be fair, right up front, it's your money. It's yours and my money anyway, our money, taxpayer money. And I've often said that taxes are just an unjustified lien on the American people. But I mean, don't just pocket the money unless you need to. I'm not trying to tell you how to spend your money, but I am aware personally of some great Americans who have given their extra money away, and perhaps, no, probably, even more than the extra money to those in need during this crisis. And I'm not suggesting that you don't already do this kind of thing, or that you're bad if you don't. But for example, my small business as a musician was doing very well before government intervention lockdowns. But then my income, contracted jobs, contacts, and more were thrown into the fire from this pandemic government overreach and overblown fear mongering, all with a 99.9% COVID recovery rate. I and my family were truly blessed that some great people stepped in and helped their family in one way or another to get through. I got to get humble and acknowledge the love and kindness of other people. I know their names, and I will never forget their kindness and their hearts. They are truly exceptional Americans, and someone could remember you that way. I understand if you weren't affected, but you feel like the economy hasn't been fair to you. I felt that too, and that could be 100% true. But unneeded acceptance of the total amount of these stimulus checks just props up the government's mismanagement of our tax dollars. So if possible, if it's possible, don't just pocket these extra dollars. This is a great opportunity to do something charitable. Again, if you're able, I'm saying if you're able, to help someone in need and to be exceptional or even more exceptional than you already are. Maybe support an organization like Food for the Hungry, a pregnancy center, or some other reputable organization, or something more intimate, like a neighbor, a friend, or a family member, wherever the Lord may lead you. And I'm no exception. I have to try and be intentional to see where God might have me to offer help to someone in need as well. And sometimes folks can just use a little help. Then we make the world a better place. Just an idea in case it hasn't crossed your mind. Then use the rest for Bahamas or sandals or whatever. We can all get by with a little help from our friends. And as I was saying before the music interrupted me, after this financial rape of certain small businesses and industries, the Democrats want me to subsidize reparations because I'm a white man with no slaves in my genealogy. Please. The reparations should be paid from the government, but not from our taxpayer dollars, from their own pockets, if from anywhere. The elites have always been in that type of control, and so they are the termination point of responsibility. If you think working class white folks are the problem or your enemy, you need to see that the identity politics to separate folks into voting blocks by the Democrats is the real problem here. As Howard Stern's dad told him,
"Whenever I did something really moronic, what would you say to me?
Don't be stupid, you moron."
And if anyone has a problem with me being white, take it up with God Almighty. He made me, so save your BS for him. I and many others like me have done nothing to deserve a label of oppressor of another race. That's what elites do, especially Democrats. They are the actual party of slavery, and they're just trying to get the little guy, the white working class guy, who's a patriot and has a family, to pay for their abominations. Why? Well, because we don't vote for asshats. So we are of no use to them, but if they don't change their ways, the Almighty is going to burn them up like a man burns a manure pile until it's completely consumed. Kind of like it says in 1 Kings 14, verse 10. Okay, folks, that's today's show. I know we've laughed, we've cried, and it's all over too soon. But there's the memories and the eager anticipation for next time. Y'all keep the faith, keep looking up, give them heaven. I'm George Dunn of The George Dunn Show. Peace.